In the 7th chapter of his prophecies, the Navi Micha says, "Ki meitzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim adenu neflois," juxtaposing the Yitziah, the Exodus, the redemption from Mitzrayim, to the redemption that will happen in Mi'eretz Hashem very speedily and in our time through Mashiach. According to the Tzemach Tzedek and Eira Teira, the emphasis here is that the redemption in the time of Mashiach, like the Exodus from Mitzrayim, will have a distinctly Jewish flavor. Mishabachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'Elamai, he quotes the Medrash as telling us that from the time of creation, God established the month of Nisan as a redemption for the Jewish people in the same way that he established them as his special children. This is the same month in which Yitzchak was born, and it's the same month in which the blessings were passed on to Yaakov Avinu, an emphasis specifically on the Jewish people. However, at the same time, the Rebbe points out that Ki Meitzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim indicates not only a particular Jewish flavor, but a universal kind of message as well. After all, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, before the plagues began, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by God, V'yodu Mitzrayim ki ani havaya. The Egyptians too will recognize that I am God. Later on, just prior to the crossing of the Reed Sea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again emphasizes, V'yodu Mitzrayim, and the Egyptians too will finally know that I am God. In other words, the Yetzias Mitzrayim was not only about the Jewish people, but promulgating a message of godliness for all peoples as well. The Rebbe tells us that with regard to the coming of Mashiach, the same thing will happen, only far more so. As the Novi tells us in the book of Tzefanya, Ki oz epech ala amim, sofa bruda, that there will come a time, says Tzefanya HaNovi in the 3rd chapter, that all the nations will be converted, they will speak a new tongue, a pure tongue, Likrei kulam b'shem havaya. All of them will be calling out in the name of God. Ula avdei shechem echad, to serve him in a common accord. The same thing is found in the prophecies of Yeshayahu HaNavi, in which we emphasize that when Mashiach will come, v'nigla kved havaya, the glory of God will be revealed, v'ro kol basar, all flesh will see this. And so the Rebbe emphasizes that all flesh will have a ria muchshis, an actual appreciation of divinity. For Mashiach's coming does not only affect the Jewish people, it in fact has a universal impact, speedily and in our days. Amen.